USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's voices continue to condemn Vladimir Putin's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, with a group of hundreds gathering at Times Square in New York City for a Stop Kidnapping Ukrainians rally on Saturday. The National Weather Service says a Kansas tornado that left a trail of destruction in a Wichita suburb on Friday appears to have been a powerful EF3 tornado. The NWS saying that means the storm had winds of at least 136 miles per hour. Fire Chief Chad Russell saying about 1,000 buildings were either damaged or destroyed by the tornado. President Biden set to speak at the funeral of former Vice President Walter Mondale later today. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Oklahoma took a step to protect those who can't protect themselves.
The Oklahoma Senate passed a Texas-style bill that protects unborn children from the moment when their heartbeats can be detected at approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Oklahoma House had already passed the bill, which now goes to the desk of Governor Kevin Stitt, the Republican, who is expected to sign the bill into law in the coming days. Like the Texas law, the new legislation would be enforced by civil action. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than a quarter of a million Ford Explorer SUVs are being recalled because of a drive shaft issue. Officials saying a bolt in the rear axle can fail, which allows the drive shaft to disconnect, causing the vehicle to roll away. There have been around 235 warranty claims due to the problem, but no crashes or injuries have been reported. The vehicles covered are 2020 to 2022 Explorers with various motors, including hybrid setups. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The national average for the price of regular gas is $4.16 a gallon, and many Americans are struggling because of prices like this. This as oil companies posted massive profits again. Chevron just quadrupled its first quarter profit, and Exxon pulled in $5.5 billion during the first quarter, up from $2.7 billion last year. The White House and Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believe that corporate greed is the cause for high gas prices. But according to head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan, not so fast.
Oil is something that we consume to the effect of 20 million barrels a day. So these numbers are, of course, going to sound significant. But look at the profit margin of the oil sector. It's relatively low. And keep in mind, in 2020, the oil sector, just five of the major oil companies lost $76 billion combined. So these numbers sound significant, but the profit margins are not.
That audio courtesy of CNN. The FDA is selecting possible dates to discuss COVID-19 vaccines for kids under five. The administration will mull over Moderna and Pfizer's shots on either June 8th, 21st, or 22nd. And finally, the green flag drops at the Duramax Drydene 400 in Dover, Delaware, today, just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.